Now, whenever I'm going to raise my foot like that, it means that I'm ready to quit.
Okay, just play whatever you want. Tell me what you're playing if you
can. How about you fiddle?
Let me get a few of you first. I like to get some of you, just you.
Family of Canadian, they were, that was the last name, Canadien.
Yeah, let me, before I forget, so I get on record, I'm recording Joe Arby at his home in Live Oak. This is, June 12th, 1991, Live Oak, Florida. This is Bob Stone for Bureau of Florida Folk Life. We're having a good time here.
I can't sing it. I'm too hoarse.
Too hoarse today.
Yeah, too hoarse. I'm going to try, but can you race it back? You can't race it out there.
We can play it back, but don't worry about any mistake or anything. We'll edit that out. Don't worry about that.
Let me see. Like the nameless.
Okay.
can't thank the doggos.
I'll play whatever. It doesn't matter.
I wait to step.
The
Iowa? Iowa. That little town Iowa close to Lacassine.
I don't know.
That's on the Pelican Highway.
Iowa,
yeah.
Like the state.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever heard that.
Oh, I used to play that long time ago. I guess you can tell.
Yeah, you really got into that. I had to turn down the machine a little. You were picking up the volume.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Now, this is a Big Basile. Some of them call it Big Mamu. I always call it Big Basile.
Thank you.
back when the same horn I was playing about to go. That's part of a Hackaway two-step. They played it so many ways. That's one of the young Lejeune play it like that on that tape.
Eddie Lejeune. Yeah. That's faster for, you know, usually Hathaway isn't that fast.
Yeah.
It was nice.
But you want to play one or two? No, leave it on.
What was his name? His brother's name?
Lanny? Lanny Arbit.
He was a good player, huh?
Oh, yes. He was about as good as they make in Louisiana, I guarantee.
And he was the oldest. How many brothers were there?
How many brothers did you have? We were...
How many boys?
Let's see. Well, some of them died before my time, but... I can remember, let's see, five of us, five brothers, but there were two or three more before that died, before I was born.
Uh-huh. So where are you? Are you in the middle somewhere?
No, I'm the youngest one of the family.
The youngest one?
I'm the baby.
And when were you born?
I was born in Church Point, over Church Point, Louisiana.
When?
In 1909. The 3rd of October. I was born in a dirt house with a dirt floor.
A dirt house?
Dirt house.
Was it dirt and moss?
Yeah.
Did it have moss on it?
It had the...
Did they make it with Spanish moss?
Yeah, make it with moss and mud.
Uh-huh. I've heard about that. I never saw one.
Mud and clay. Had a fireplace, and it was mud, they tell me. Of course, we moved away from there before I can remember. We moved from there, I was just 1 year old.
Uh-huh.
And we moved close to Elton, Louisiana. My dad bought, well, at first he went to work on a sawmill, and then he bought 80 acres of land. Over that close to Elton, Louisiana, so we stayed there for a long time.
That's down near Lake Charles?
No, sir, it's, you know where Appaloosas is?
Yeah.
Well, it's not too far from Appaloosas.
Okay. Karen Crow's near there,
yeah,
too.
You take, Appaloosas on that highway, you know, going to Kennedy?
Yeah.
Well, it's over at Lauderdale, what you call Lauderdale. That's where we've...
Huh.
Between Kennedy and Elton.
And now you got... Did you say your brother lives in Welsh?
Yes. That's my only brother. There were only two left in the family.
And his name's Andrew?
Andrew.
But he's about 90 years old.
He's 90. Yeah.
And he still plays the accordion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he still plays. I got one of his tape, and I made him record me a tape.
And your wife was...
Blanchard.
Blanchard, she was a sister of... of Ira LeJune's wife?
No, she was first cousin of Ira LeJune's wife.
Oh, first cousin. Because mm-hmm. her name was Blanchard.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be going out there and we'll be listening to some good music.
Oh, man, I wish I was going.
They got some band out there that really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody asked me if I was going to play. I said, oh, Lord. They threw me out head first. Let's play a little bit of a Lacassine special.
Thank you.
try some Jolie Blanc.
Okay. Trying to catch it on the tape over there, but I can't. Can't quite ease it. Let's play Madame Batiste. Madame Batiste.
Thank you.
I guess I stopped it too quick for you.
Madame Baptiste.
Yeah, Madame Baptiste.
Is that like Fifi Poncho?
No, not quite. Yes, Fifi Poncho. You got it.
Yeah, you're going to end on that C chord every time.
Now that one I can take a little wind, I tell you.
I like that Madame Baptiste, though.
That's nice. You like that, eh?
I don't know if I've ever heard that. Does Eddie Lejeune play that?
No. No, I didn't hear it recorded. I used to play that when I was a young boy. Hey, Madame Baptiste, Raymond, what a jolie fille, just like Miss Sostan. Then he wanted her to make him some good gumbo.
Well, Bob, go throw you some stuff together in a suitcase and come on with us.
Really? I'd like to, man. Digital recorder there.
Oh.
Yeah, drying it out. I'm not in the way, am I? I
know you're not. No.
That's the real pleasure. Well, let's try. I went to the dance last night.
Thank you.
I know.
But I like it. That's a good.
Come over here, Melvin. Play him one.
Oh, no.
That tune goes way back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody plays that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll play Blue Eye now. Doctor needed to put two shots in that shoulder. Pat, you can't play one for him.
That shot didn't help?
It'd help up till I stooped down to pick up a piece of paper. When I stretched my arm like that, it went to hurt.
Yourself, take it easy.
No, I got enough after one. Turn your recorder open.
Yeah. Let me check to see if I'm getting anything.